Mountain lilacs. How beautiful they are. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. Mountain lilacs. How beautiful they are. We all have a chance to look at beautiful things in life and admire them and enjoy them. As I take my morning walk around the campus here, I go up and down the mountains, and I see tucked away in the valleys, very, very powerfully, a streak of blue. It's violet blue, just a lovely color. And before the sun comes up, it's just a strong blue. And when the sun comes up, it seems to radiate almost like the snowflake blue. It's just a lovely color to see. It's always there. It's always there, but I don't always see it. I see it when spring comes and the lilac bushes begin to open up their beautiful flowers and spring out with their beautiful colors and saying, "Here I am. You didn't know I was here. I was tucked away and I was sleeping in my green jacket. Yes, I was just so quiet and so lovely. And you didn't even know I was here." And that's true. We didn't even know that they were there. Now, why didn't we know that they were there? Well, fact is, we did know they were there. Because every spring as the sun sparkles and as the water falls and as the moisture in the air says to the plants themselves, time to wake up. Time to get the birds and get the bees and get the various creatures out here to spread the pollen around. Time to do your job. And they come out and do their job. Now, why was it I couldn't see the blue color all the time? Why is it occasionally, in the winter time especially, the blue color is no longer there? The flowers are no longer there. They're sort of tucked away inside their own special little very, very hard bud. But then as the rain, as the moisture, and as the sun comes out, and as life says, time to wake up, time to let your flowers shine out and be beautiful and glorious. You know, we're like that in a great way, but we're different. We're quite different, really. When you stop and think about it, we really are different. We have the privilege, as a human being, to let our flowers sparkle year-round. Our flowers are our smiles and our happy attitudes and our beautiful way of living. We can shine forth from our eyes, from our faces, from our being. We radiate from our charisma the beautiful beings that we are, the glorious beings that we are, year-round. It's not just the springtime, when it's time to sparkle and the time to love and the time to wake up, but all year-round. Because humanity, animals, mankind, has made for itself the privilege of doing it year-round. Now, some animals can only rut or can only come into season during their season. But man comes into season year-round if he chooses. Although, there seems to be a preponderance of babies born in the springtime. Just like the weddings, a preponderance of them in June. Now, science has given us all sorts of reasons for this, all sorts of purposes for this, but truly, whenever it is more harmonious and whenever nature makes it more salubrious for creatures to survive and exist, then creatures take advantage of that, like the trees. The trees take advantage of that because in the beautiful spring weather, When everything is coordinated to work properly and harmoniously to bring life forth, for the bees and the birds and all these creatures to do their jobs, everyone doing their job, humanity doesn't have that. Humanity is not limited by that. Humanity can be loving year-round. Humanity can be blossoming forth its beauty, its glory, its magnificent year-round. You and I, we can be beautiful people year-round. We don't have to wait for the spring to come along to liven us and for the summer to nurture us and allow us to have our fledgling thoughts and our little ideas that are just beginning to blossom come out and be nurtured by nature so that they can come forth and be themselves. Interesting, isn't it? We don't have that problem. And yet, sometimes we act as though we do. We are always turned on. 365 days of the year, we are turned on. Now, we have the ability to turn ourselves off also. And it's not that we have to be turned off, but we turn ourselves off because of some experiences that happen to us and make us feel sad and make us feel unhappy for some reason. But this is something by choice. The nature of man is the nature to live. The nature of man is the nature to always exist in a happy, harmonious way. The nature of man is to be wonderful year-round, not just at a particular time of the year, but year-round. It is the nature of man to be happy all the time. It is the nature of man to be abundant all the time. It is the nature of man to be healthy all the time. It is the nature of man to have friends all the time, to be friendly all the time. It is the nature of man to do everything that is good and beautiful. That's the nature. Man has the ability to turn that nature off and on. The nature is still there, very much waiting to be abundant. But if you have an electric computer, and you use the computer, it's always there, ready to work, ready to work. But if you turn the power off, then that computer is dormant. Its nature of being a computer is always there. It's always ready to function as a computer, but it must be given the current. It must be given the energy. It must be given the life force, which you and I are. And when we give that life force, then wonderful things happen. When we turn that life force off, then the computer goes to sleep. Oh, it reconfigures itself. It does good things sometimes while it's sleeping. Not really while it's sleeping, but in preparation for sleeping. It's a certain time that this happens. But those are things that are programmed in there. But when the power is turned on, then the computer is fully functional, fully usable. You and I, when we turn on our loving nature, when we turn on our happy nature, when we turn on our life force, when we turn on that life force within us, then we can accomplish anything. But we can't accomplish it until we turn that on, because that life force is waiting for us to turn it on. That life force is waiting for us to use it. That life force is waiting for us to bring it forth into the world and make something joyous out of it. Live and life are two words that are quite common. And when a foreigner, when a person of another language starts learning English, they sometimes confuse the word live and life. And they think live is just as wonderful as life. Well, to live is the action verb, life is the noun. When you are life, when you are live, when you are active, the verb is live, but when you are active, when you are a living thing, you are filled with life. The computer is given energy or life by the electricity, but it is a living thing, and it is living insofar as we give it that life. We put into the computer all of the genius that it is, all the magic that it is, all the programs that it is, all the design that it is, and we're pretty good. We are very, very, very good. We are creative. We are wonderful. And we are taking this machine which is malleable to our thought and to our function, to our ability to create. And we bring this machine forth by giving it life, by giving it the energy of electricity. And that's life. Now in you and me is life also. And when this life is withdrawn, our bodies are no longer functional. They're no longer useful. But so long as our bodies are alive, so long as life flows in our body, we are functional. We can do most anything we choose. It's up to us to look at the flowers, look at the trees, look at the beautiful blooming lilacs and say, yes, they're lovely. They're more lovely in the spring than they are in the winter. But are they? They're the same lilac. It's just that they are not outwardly expressing all the inward beingness that they are. And so we look at a lilac bush that's green and we say, that's a nice bush. We look at a lilac bush full of blossoms and really doing its perfect thing. And we say, wow, that's so beautiful to look at. That's so glorious to see. Oh, my goodness. I walk up and down the mountains in the morning and I say, wow, that's so glorious to see. And then I sort of smother myself as I walk into the bushes and between the bushes and surrounded by all these lovely, fragrant lilacs. It's glorious. You never forget something like that because it's real. It's live. It's life. We have this privilege of taking this vehicle we have, we call our body, and it's a pretty marvelous thing in itself. A tree is marvelous. A plant is marvelous. A dog is marvelous. Anything is marvelous. We're pretty marvelous. And we have a divine design. And that divine design is to show off our beauty, our goodness, our majesty, our wonder, year around. Every single day of our life, every single moment of our life. Now, isn't that interesting? Of our life. When we are live, then we show these things out. I'm ready to have this reminder be for me all the time. Whenever I see blooming flowers, whenever I see trees that are popping out their seeds and their buds and their apples and their various other things, I think, how wonderful that is. How glorious that is. And then I say, but that's me. That's me. That's me shining forth who I am. That's me. That's me being myself. That's me having fun. That's me. And how wonderful that is. Yes? How wonderful that is. But that's me. Am I willing and ready? Ready and willing to take my place in the hierarchy of things, which says all is in divine order, which says I can be a blossoming plant all year round. I can function with a smile on my face all the time. I can be a happy person all the time. I can be a joyous person all the time. I can be a wonderful person all the time. It all depends on whether I want to do it, whether I want to turn on the juice in my being, the electricity in my being, and let it sparkle forth perpetually. Because as long as there is life in my body, the electricity is there. The energy is there. The power is there. And all I need to do is use it. All I need to do is enjoy it. It's there for me. It's there right now. It's there like it always was, always will be. And even when I leave this body, and I leave this behind like the trees, they leave their flowers, they drop their blooms, and they drop their seeds, and they go into other flowers. And then spring comes along, and out they shoot again, as though they had never done it before. They don't care what happened to the past. All they do is live in the present. Live in the joyous now. I live in that joyous now. And I am so happy and so fulfilled and so delighted that everything is beautiful because I made it that way. And I made it that way because I like me. And I'm like the blooming lilac bush. Out in the spring, sleeping in the winter. But hey, I don't sleep in the winter. I run around in the winter as much as I run around in the summer. I'm a 365-day person, a year person who is always enjoying life, always. And there's no time when I sleep. For I am always alert. I am always wide awake, alert, and enthusiastic about life. Because that's who I am. I turn on my flame. I turn on my electricity. I turn on my fire. And I never let it go out. And when I move to another dimension, I take my fire pot with me. Because wherever I am, I glow and I show who and what I am. It's a wonderful world. It's a wonderful life. And I am there. You too? You bet. Have a great life and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.